Okay, so the song ends, and I find myself trying to remember, does Shalina Kennedy do Carole King songs, or does Carole King do Shalina Kennedy songs? I don't remember. It's Breakfast Radio, Neil, Sam, and Jane, and Shalina Kennedy's in the studio!
Hey!
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
Nice to see you. Of course, the star of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, here for, I guess, a limited run.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 4 weeks.
Wow.
What does it mean to you as a Toronto native to bring the show back to Toronto after performing 11,000 times? It's 1,000 times.
Right? Right now, I think it's about 1,100. You're right. Yeah. It's wonderful. I love being home. I love sharing this story with people. Now we're at the Princess of Wales Theater, you know, so it's a different venue. It's fantastic. The response from the audience last night was warm and wonderful, and I couldn't be happier.
Mm-hmm. So, your mom and dad were in the audience last night? Did
they
your family
were.
There? Yeah, because the opening night's a big deal.
It is, and they love the show. I mean, they've seen it a million times, but every time they see it, you know, they love it even more. It's so nice to have their support.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what's the difference between America and Canada when you do the show? Like, is there a difference? I know the locations, it's the tinier theaters in New York, but mm-hmm. what else is there? Are we different culturally in responding to the show?
That's a great question. We are, and the responses to the show are different. I mean, everybody laughs at, you know, the funny spots, obviously. Obviously, but you know the location references, like the New Jersey joke, gets a different response in New York.
Sure.
You know, quite a passionate one sometimes. You know, sometimes one time we had a guy yelling, "New Jersey's great!" You know, we get a lot of like really funny responses. But you know, here last night when I said, you know, it's great to be home. You know, obviously there was a very warm response from the audience, which was sweet. I was very moved by that.
So almost 1,100 shows now. You've done it here. You've done it on Broadway. How? I don't even know if this is something you've tracked. How many different Jerrys have there been? For you?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. I have done it with a lot of different Jerrys. I think I've done it with maybe five on Broadway, and then, you know, Liam in Canada, and now Dylan. And there's been understudies as well. So maybe 10, I would say.
Yeah, that partnership between Jerry Goffin and Carole King, I mean, it was really something. How many songs they wrote together.
Oh, I know. And they kept writing after their divorce. I mean, they were such a great team. And I mean, yeah, they were amazing together.
Carole King is so civilized, isn't she? Like, I just found, like, your character. I got to know her really well last night, and I loved your energy. I thought there was just so much joy in the role that you portrayed last night.
Thank you.
Carole King really took the high ground in just about everything, all the relationships, it seemed, that she had.
She still does. I have to say, I've met her a bunch of times, and she is one of the most generous, down-to-earth, fantastic people, and like she has that reputation, but then you meet her and you get to feel that energy in person, and I have such respect for her, and she's taught me a lot about joy and about forgiveness and about you know, working from the inside out in terms of the music.
Yes.
Like, she loves to bring people into her living room, she calls it, you know, like the stage is her living room, and she wants to have people experience that very personal relationship with her and her music.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, every time she sings a Goffin King song, she credits Jerry. Even now, she'll say, you know, half of this is Jerry Goffin. And so she reminds people that she's one half of the equation.
And Jerry signed off on this show, right? I mean, because it's not very flattering toward him.
Well, he saw the opening night, and he passed away shortly afterwards. And he was very he's apologized many, many times, and he actually said that this was a wonderful way to publicly, you know, show the story and to apologize to Carole yet again for what happened. I mean, I think he was very humble about it.
Amazing.
Yeah, and her positivity. I mean, walking down King Street last night afterwards, just singing Beautiful and thinking that is a great way to start the day by being so positive.
Yes, and so hopeful.
Yeah.
You know, and the two of them had a really wonderful relationship, even with the, you know, the ups and downs. I mean, they had a wonderful friendship through the years.
I felt that love, too, last night in the characters. I thought they did indeed love each other a lot for, like, childhood sweethearts.
Oh,
to have a baby so young and then to stay together, work together, and be together. I mean, I don't know. There was just something very special last night. And I know everybody around me wanted to burst into song and get up and dance. But we restrained ourselves, didn't we, Jane?
I know. Especially,
not everybody does.
Especially the Drifters and the Shirelles. Like, we were wondering, are they trying to be a little bit campy in their performances?
Well, I think they're sort of paying tribute to the style of that time.
And by exaggerating a little bit. Yeah.
It's fun. I mean,
so talented.
That Drifters song comes up, right? And weird sidebar conversation, because since the last time I saw you, I've married and we've got an 8-month-old baby.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
There are basically, and people who listen to the show all the time have heard me tell the story, there are a couple of songs that will make her smile when she's cranky. Mm-hmm. One is the Somewhere from the Middle of Nowhere song from Come From Away, but the other one is We Will Sing Her Up on the Roof by the Drifters.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And if she's having a rough day, that song will instantly just bring her back. And
wow.
So it's this timelessness of the music and just that it reaches across generations and stuff. I love that element of it.
I do too. And, you know, sometimes we'll see people at the stage door. Like, I've seen numerous times now grandmothers and their daughters at the stage door going to see the show together and coming back, you know, to say hello and to get autographs. Like, it's really a show for all of the generations. And I love that about it.
And does Carole King have a favorite Carole King song? And do you have a favorite Carole King song?
Oh, geez. I don't know if she does or not. That's something I should ask her, but I do. I mean, and it changes nightly, but for a long time it's been Natural Woman. I just think that is the message of that song is important for women, you know, that you are loved as you are without all of the bells and whistles and that you can feel like yourself and beautiful and desirable in your most natural state. I think that we need to hear that today. More than ever.
And her music today, how does it resonate, especially that Tapestry album? I mean it just really brought it all back, and it all holds up so well today.
Absolutely. And you hear people doing covers of these songs all the time. I mean, you can interpret that music however you want to, and you hear people doing it, you know, in every different color on the rainbow. Will You Love Me Tomorrow is another one that's one of my favorites, and I've heard that song so many different ways.
Yeah. We're talking to Shalina Kennedy, star of beautiful the Carole King musical for 4 weeks now. It's playing at the Princess of Wales Theater. I want to take a 15-second detour. What else? You're working on a million other things right now, too.
Oh, yeah, I am.
What's going on?
Well, I've got a theater company, Eclipse Theater Company, and I actually just wrote a show. We did our third reading in New York, and I did it on Monday night, and then I flew out the next morning to Toronto on Tuesday morning.
Wow.
We're busy, but it's great. You know, it's fantastic. I think it's important to be creative. That will feed my show as well, you know, if I get to do other things, and that creative energy comes to beautiful.
I guess especially because you've been doing the character for some time now, right? So how do you keep bringing new to it? How do you keep bringing that energy to something that you've been doing for a while?
Well, that's it. Writing music. You know, I spend a lot of my time, you know, I've just written a bunch of new songs for the show that we did the reading of. And that feeds me. I love it. I love writing music. I love collaborating with other people. I love hearing other people interpret my music. I think it's very exciting.
Do you still look out into the audience every once in a while and Carol's sitting there and you didn't know she was coming?
Oh my gosh. You know what? No, I always know when she's going to be there.
Oh, really?
She doesn't see the show very often, and so when she does come, it's always a big deal.
So you know in advance.
Yeah, and she often uses my dressing room, so I'll make it nice for her, and I'll leave her little notes.
See her in the closet down the hall. It's a nice closet.
That's awesome.
She's so sweet.
It is always such a treat to see you. Thank you so much. Thanks for bringing the show back to Toronto. We're sad it's only for 4 weeks, but it's always a treat to get to see you. Mervish.com. For tickets, if you want to see it, again, limited run, you have to go. Mm-hmm.
And we have a special, special gift for someone. We've got a pair of tickets to see Beautiful. We want you to experience what we experienced. It's very special.
416-360-0740 is the phone number. What do you say? What do you want to do? Caller 7?
Yeah, let's do 7.
7. That's simple. Shalina, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me. Shalina. It's great to be back. Thank you.